Welcome back to the Easy Talk Show. I'm your host, Easy Ward. This is the show where you'll get nourishment for your needs, food for your soul, and of course, healing for your hearts. Thank you for all the love from episode 7, healing. We had a great discussion around healing, you know, from relational trauma, family, friendships, just all things, you know, that you got to, you know, overcome when it comes to healing. If you're new to this channel, please like, comment, and subscribe to Easy Ward TV. Once again, if you're new to this channel, please like, comment, or subscribe to this channel, Easy Ward TV. Today's topic, we are talking about obedience. And obedience is something that I've had to really learn. But today, I want to tackle it from a different angle about just the benefits and results of obedience. And it's a scripture that I have today that I want to share with you guys that I think really, really will speak to what it is that, you know, we'll be talking about today. So the scripture is Deuteronomy 8, verses 1 through 2. Be careful to obey all the commands I'm giving you today. Then you will live and multiply, and you will enter and occupy the land the Lord swore to give to your ancestors. Remember how the Lord your God led you through the wilderness for these 40 years, humbling you and testing you to prove your character and to find out whether or not you would obey his commands. Once again, that is Deuteronomy 8, verses 1 through 2, and that's the NLT version. And today, right, I learned through this verse and just through studying different scriptures that there are benefits of obedience and there are things that happens when you are being obedient. But one thing that I've learned is that there's a prerequisite. Before God gets ready to bless you, he gives you a command or some type of instruction that you must obey. I'm gonna say that one more time. Before God gets ready to bless you, he's going to give you a command or a level of instruction before he gets ready to bless you. And I'll prove it to you in scripture. So right here in Deuteronomy 8, right, it says, be careful to obey all the commands I'm giving you today. Then you will live and multiply, and you will enter and occupy the land the Lord swore to give to your ancestors. Then I'm going to jump down to Malachi 3, verse 10. It says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse so there will be enough food in my temple. If you do, says the Lord of heaven's armies, I will open the window of heaven for you and I'll pour you out a blessing so great you won't have room enough to take it in. Try it. Put me to the test. So that right there, if you see, it says, if you do. So like first God says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse. Then it says, if you do, I will open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. So today, right, what I've learned here is this. If you want to really receive the fullness of what God has for you in your life, you got to be obedient. But what I've learned is three things, and these are not the only things, but these are just three critical things that I've learned that you'll experience once you are obedient. The first thing is increase, right? You will experience increase. And I can prove it to you because right here it says, be careful to obey all the commands I'm giving you today. Then you will live and multiply. So that right there is telling you, listen, if you're obedient, you will live and multiply. So how many of us right now could use a level of just increase in our life, right? But we're trying to figure out how do we get that. And I'm here to encourage you today that the way you get that is through being obedient. Like you have to, and obedience could look like, man, you could be right now in a season where you are, you don't know what's next, but you know that you're at a job that you don't like. But listen, being obedient for you could be, okay, I'm still going to show up and put forth my best effort, even though this is not where I want to be, even though this is not my dream job. That's showing God that, okay, you know what? Even though my child is not where she wants to be or where he wants to be, he's still showing up and giving his best effort or giving her best effort day in and day out. So, but when you do that, that's how you are able to produce and receive the increase in your life. Next is you're going to take possession of new territory. So when you're obedient, once again, it says, and you will enter and occupy. So it's one thing to walk into a room and just be in the room, but it's another thing to like walk in the room and own the room and be able to really inhabit new territory. So how many of us have like been in a situation where, man, we were just happy to be in the environment around just different people or different situations. But then, you get there and you see, you know what? There's something else even beyond, you know, what I thought was just the base level. And I want to encourage you that when you're obedient, not only are you going to enter new rooms and go to new places, you're going to be able to own the room, you know, take ownership, step into a new level of promotion in that room. So be encouraged today that if you are being obedient, you can expect you're going to experience increase. You're going to take possession of new territory. But last, I wouldn't be me if I didn't tell you the God honest truth that you're going to face adversity. And Deuteronomy 8:1-2, once again, it says, remember how the Lord your God led you through the wilderness for these 40 years, humbling you and testing you to prove your character and to find out whether or not you will obey his commands. So God took the children of Israel through the wilderness, right, to figure out whether or not they would be obedient. So that right there just goes to show us that sometimes you may be in a season where things are rough, things are tough, you are going through, it doesn't make sense what's happening in your life, you're trying to figure out, you know, why is nothing going right for me right now. I'm here to tell you that God's leading you, you know, through the wilderness, but he wants to see how you will be obedient even in the midst of opposition, even in the midst of turmoil, even in the midst of chaos. So today, like I said, I would not be me if I did not tell you the good things and the truth. Like, this is a show of I'm going to give you the truth no matter what. So the 3 points for today are: you're going to experience increase, you're going to take possession of new territory, and you're going to face adversity. So be encouraged that, listen, the focal point of today's episode is this. Before God gets ready to bless you, there's always going to be a prerequisite of instruction or command that he asks of you. Just make sure you step into that and be obedient. So will you be obedient? I don't know. The question is up to you. I mean, the answer is up to you. So thank you all. You know, today's topic is really good. Dan, what you got for me?
That was really good. It's a beautiful thing when when my studies line up, because like we always say, I ain't talk to you. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been afraid to obey God's commands?
Yes, a lot. I struggle with that now. There are a lot of things that sometimes I am pretty sure that he's telling me to do, but I'm hesitant. And that's being disobedient, you know, because I'm not adhering to what he's telling me to do. But there's a lot of things that I am extremely frightened of or scared to say yes to for my own personal reasons. I don't know how I'll be perceived. I don't know fear. I don't know how I'll be looked at. I don't know how people will take it. So there's a lot of things that I'm scared to, I guess, fully be obedient, or have been scared to fully be obedient doing.
That's good, bro. What goes hand in hand with that is like testing you, because the word right here says, and it's just what you just read. It was like, I'm trying to find it real quick. Hold on. Where was it? Here it is. It says, remember how the Lord God led you through the wilderness for 40 years, humbling and testing you to prove your character, right? So, like, a lot of times we accumulate this fear through our tests, mm-hmm. when all he wants to see if you're going to be faithful to what he told you to be or what he told you to do. Like, I know you're scared, but this is a test to check. I'm checking your character. Like, are you about it? Because we say we want to be about, you know, about this. We want this blessing. We want this promise. But we'd be afraid to step up to the plate when it's actually time. So that's really good, bro. What was your third point? The third point was.
You're going to face adversity.
Okay, that speaks to our adversity piece.
Yes.
When the third point right there.
Yes.
Going back to the increase, can you talk a little bit about how once you did step up to the plate, and you experienced the increase, how that made you feel in those times?
Yeah, man. So you know, I actually got a real, real kind of transparent story about that. I mean, I won't get into like full detail of the story, but I remember last year, before I bought my my home, there was something in my family that God was telling me to do, and I was like, "You sure?" I'm like, "Yo, like this is kind of like, you know, this ain't really something that I'm all the way comfortable doing." But I kept getting this nudge to do this certain thing, you know, like it was a conversation that had to be had in my family before I could, I guess, like in a spiritual sense, like be released from my house, you know, like from my parents' home. And it was a conversation I was ducking, like I was ducking that conversation crazy. I wanted no parts of it, and it got to a point where I just had to have it, and it was like literally. We had the conversation with me and that person, and once we had that conversation, literally the next day, or like a few days later, I think it was the next day though, I went to the development that I live in now, and the whole process just happened. It like unlocked, but I fully believed that like spiritually, when I did what God told me to do, He was able to unlock the blessings in my life, or like the next level of blessing in my life, because He saw one that He could trust me. You know, I mean, I talked about it a lot, but it's one thing for you to trust God, but if God can trust you, oh, like the road is yours. Like the world is yours. Like if God can trust you, because then if He could trust you, He knows that like no matter what, no matter riches, poor, you know, thick, thin, whatever, like you know, you're going to do what He says to do. And for me, when I did that thing, had that conversation, and it was a tough one. It was not easy at all. It was like, He said, "Well done, my son. Now, this is what I have for you next."
That goes to what you were just talking about with capacity.
Yes.
Or I forgot the point, but it was like, what is?
You're going to take possession of new territory.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And with new territory comes more and abundance.
Mm-hmm.
But He can't give you more unless you show up like you said.
Mm-hmm.
Like unless we open our hands and give back to God, He can't. How He gonna put something in our hands?
He can't.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's really good. And that goes back to kind of what we were talking about in the past episode with multiplying what we have.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like we got to give what we've multiplied, and he has to be able to trust us, like you were just talking about.
Yes.
So that's really good. A bonus point that I had in my notes was later in the same chapter in 14, it talks about do not become proud at the time and forget the Lord your God who rescued you from slavery in the land of Egypt. So that's the past land that we just came from, right? And he's like, basically he says in 17, he says He did all of this so you would never say to yourself, I have achieved this wealth with my own strength and energy. Remember the Lord your God. He is the one who gives you power to be successful in order to fulfill the covenant He confirmed to your ancestors with an oath. So, like, God made pacts with people prior to us in our own lineage. Mm-hmm. And when it's our time to catch and hold that baton, it's a shame that a lot of times we think, because we do stand up to the test, or when we do go through that test, we'll be like, I did that,
yep.
And I did this, and we'll brag, and we'll put it on Instagram, or we'll tell our friends and family that we were the ones who were responsible for this success and this victory. And God clearly says, after we do all these three things, your points, our last point is don't forget who God is.
Do not forget.
Remember, because sometimes as humans, we forget how great our God is and what He did for us, because it wasn't our own strength, because... You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Like we have to tap into His power. So has there been a time when you have tapped into your own ego or your own ideas of and kind of idolized like, what you thought was your strength when it was actually coming from another?
Yeah, I can't say there's been the times where I thought something was my strength that it wasn't, but what I can say that I have done is that I've definitely leaned more into my ego, or like me trying to figure it out or do it on my own. And I've also seen seasons where when I got the blessing, I neglected my time with God. So I've seen seasons where I was praying because I was trying to get out of that season. And then I got out and then I got funny acting. It's almost like, I'm gonna tell you what it's like. It's like when this is about to be funny. It is like when you had somebody holding you down while you were down, and then when you get up, you be like, "Yeah, I'm cool. I think I want to be single, or I think I, you know, yeah, like you know what? I don't think I want to do this no more." And you start getting like brand new, and like, and I had to use relationships because like that's the only way that people are really going to really be to fully understand what I'm, you know, the point I'm trying to get off. And that's how it is with God. Like, God holds you down through thick and thin, and then you get the blessing, you get the thing that you've been really wanting and really working for, and then right when you get that, you be like, "Yeah, God, I think, yeah, I come back in a few months." Or like, you know, you're going to always be there. So, you know, I come back to you. And that's what I've done plenty of times. I am guilty of that 100%. I've done that plenty of times, bro. Like, I'll be funny acting. Like, I'll be like, "Yeah, I'm you know, like, yeah, I'm going to pray tomorrow. Yeah, I mean, I prayed today. I only missed one day at my devotion. I'll come back tomorrow. It's just ain't that big of a deal, right?" And then he got a funny way to bring you back to reality.
I wish y'all could see my face right now, because he just talked to me crazy. Why you talking to me like that, bro? What you want to do, bro? Because that's crazy. Because you don't understand. I feel that so wholeheartedly, where we will call on God when we need him the most, bro. And as soon as we get out that pit, we go right back to walking the same path. It's like those videos. You seen, like, there's videos of animals, lambs, goats, mm-hmm. whatever, and they'll run and they'll jump right into a pit, and then somebody, a human, will come help them out, and then they'll literally run and do the same exact thing. And then at some point, God's like, "All right, bro,
That's what I'm saying.
Like, Jesus in the Bible, he was fed up. He was like, how much longer I got to deal with y'all? Because y'all playing with me." So, That's really good, but that's all I got.
Yeah, nah, man. That was great. Thank y'all for tuning in, man. This is the Easy Talk Show. I'm your host, Easy Ward, here with my guy, Dan. You know, we'll see y'all next time. And once again, if you're new to the channel, please like, comment, or subscribe to Easy Ward TV. And we'll see you soon. Peace.